In other words, the line of cognition involves the ability to take multiple perspectives, a capacity that serves as the driving force for how we develop through the different levels, as we discussed in Installation 1. The capacity to take multiple perspectives is a critically important skill to use in activating the Actualize OS and in accessing and developing your own full human potential.
What we're talking about is expanding the number of ways that we can look at something so that we see them coming together in a larger and larger and larger way. And then all of a sudden, things that didn't make sense, things that didn't look like they fit together. So, you know, over here, you've got climate change, you know, looking horrible. Over here, you've got human trafficking. Over here, you've got food shortages. Over here, you've got water starting to disappear. You have a population explosion. And if you're just at a third or fourth perspective, you can't see how those impact each other. In Robert Keegan's book, In Over Our Head, he just uses that phrase. These items are all over our head. If we're not at a particular level of cognition, that can take them all in. But once you take them all in, you can start to see how they relate. You can start to see how you fit in the big picture, and you can start to see what the big picture is. And so that will start to give rise to ideas for solutions, for things that you can do. Whether you want to talk about how I can help the world, or just what can I do for my own life. But again, what we're doing, particularly as we move into second tier and even third tier, we are indeed moving, and it's not an exaggeration, we're moving from a human phase into a superhuman phase. We are using capacities that are there, but are radically undeveloped. And so because of that, we really are tinkering along at around 10%. I used to see, it was common, it used to be common to say, oh, a human being uses an average of 10% of their brain power. And I just, for the longest time, thought, well, that's just ridiculous. I mean, somebody has come up with that, and it, you know, it sounded so great that people have been repeating it ever since. Then I saw a neurophysiologist give an actual mathematical breakdown on capacities that the brain could do and how much of them were being used, and it was 9%. So that's like, oh my God. So we're going through these dimensions that it's important to realize that everybody has. I mean, literally, nobody doesn't have all of these. But very few people are aware they have them. And so the first thing is simply to become aware you have them. So we'll be walking through and talking about that. And then some of the practices and things you can do to activate them and to get this superhuman operating system active in you. And the thing that we've talked about before and we'll continue to talk about because it's very important is that simply becoming aware of these elements is psychoactive. To simply become aware of it is to turn it on. It's to hit the on switch. And so that's something that now in every single element that I'm discussing, there is already overwhelming evidence for them. So we've put them together and say, here they all are. At the very least, just recognize them. Spend just a few minutes learning that they're there. Put that into your brain as a seed, and it will start to grow.